Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks again for joining us on this Averages Failure podcast called Belief and Hustle. My name is Vaughn, aka Coach Vaughn. And, you know, I just wanted to share with you all a little bit about just something that I just, something that just came to mind today. Today, I posted a video on Instagram where I gave a little bit of talk about, you know, how I thought that entrepreneurship is somewhat become this thing that's being pushed on everybody. And I love entrepreneurship. And, you know, but just because I love entrepreneurship doesn't mean that everybody has to become an entrepreneur. And I just feel like in today's society, it's people are being made to feel as if they're not, and just some of the language that's being used towards people is that if they're not working on becoming an entrepreneur, then in some way, shape, or form, they're not maximizing their potential. And my goal is really just to remind everyone that, you know, first and foremost, ultimately, our identity is found in Christ. Everything found in Christ. And then from there, you know, everything else is kind of icing on the cake. Yes, part of that identity should be expressed in our work, etc. But somebody may be an employee. Somebody might be an entrepreneur. Some people aren't even in a position where they can work. You know, but everybody still has value. There's no one lane that is more valuable than the other. And I just feel like it's dangerous when we start getting to the point where we're trying to make people feel like in order to discover the fullness of their identity, it's found in entrepreneurship. And again, like I said, I enjoy entrepreneurship. I love entrepreneurship. But I think that that aspect of what entrepreneurship has become an identity marker. And it's to me, it's just allowing some people to puff their chest up against other individuals who may not be entrepreneurs. That was just a backdrop of what I was trying to talk about there on Instagram. But funny enough, although I did deliver that message, I didn't feel like I delivered it, you know, with the strength and the conviction and the preparation that I wish I could have. But I was also balancing the fact that if I didn't get on that camera and do something and say something, I may never have done anything and no message at all would have gone out. And so sometimes that is the balance, you know, even for me, as I'm trying to grow, my goal is to help, my goal is to do personal development in essence through the lens of the gospel, and not just personal development, you know, just making yourself better just for the sake of money or what have you, but really just to help individuals really explore the fullness of discover the fullness of who they are and their value and the contribution that they are able to make to the world through Christ. And I just feel like it wasn't even my best work. But there are times, you know, one reason why I just picked up, you know, my phone right after and decided to make even this podcast episode is because I think that it's important as well that to remember that all of our work will not be as perfect. It won't be as polished as we want it to be. But you still have to launch things out there. And I'm not saying that we're launching things out there and not caring about whether or not our work is sloppy or not. That's not what I'm talking about. But there are some times when sloppiness and messiness is a part of the process. Okay, good. This allows me to call this episode Change is Messy. And interestingly enough, that phrase has always stuck with me. My father used it once. I might have been I think this was after college. This might have been, you know, past the age of 25, something. But I think I was trying to do something different. And in my life. And like at the time, I just feel like my life was a little sloppy. Things weren't like how I wanted it to be. And my father said to me, you know, change is messy. And that always stuck with me. Matter of fact, I might even make that for the message for next Wednesday that I do on Instagram, because I think it's so powerful. But when you're trying to make a change, it's never always this neat and clean thing that just everything lines up exactly how you want it to be, especially if you don't have the resources to do that with, right? So when we look at maybe businesses who want to make a change, or somebody wants to start a business, and I'm not just talking about, you know, us mortal human beings who are maybe trying to just start something in our living room or in our basement or in our garage or something like that, but I'm talking about the person who is trying to The person who you know, is maybe doing a startup and is able to find investors and then find, you know, millions of dollars invested into their company to so that they can start in a way that looks nice and neat. And we see that, but we forget that they were able to find investors who could invest all those resources into their business to come off as nice and neat. But oftentimes, even with them, before they got to the investors, they were probably trying to put some sort of prototype together to show to the investors that, you know, maybe didn't look as well polished as they would have liked it to. But they still went out there and they still started something. And you know, I think sometimes for those of us, and this podcast and the brand that we're trying to build is really designed for Christians, you know, and so even for Christians, even though we know who God is, we know, you know, who we are in Christ and all these things, even we struggle with hesitating and wondering if we're good enough and wondering if we have the talent and wondering if people will accept our ideas or wondering if people, you know, will think that, you know, we're idiots. If we're quite honest, sometimes we deal with feeling embarrassed or self-conscious about what it is that we're trying to do, even when we feel like it's for the glory of God that we're doing it. And I think that for me, the reason why I just decided to just put it out there is because, one, it reminds me to not think about, not to take myself too seriously. If this is a work that God wants to do, we will do it as best as we can. But ultimately, God doesn't, while he might incorporate us into the work, he doesn't necessarily need us. He can find anybody to do the work. And sometimes when you just decide to launch something, it just reminds you that you're not the ultimate power and strategist behind any idea that you have in the first place. It takes the focus off of you and really gets back to thinking, God, this is what you want me to do. I'm willing to step out there and just do it. Even if it doesn't look as good as I think it can or should look, that's okay. It can get there. But my first step is just that step of willingness. And the reason, again, why, I mean, think about how many things in the Bible, biblically speaking, did not start off in the neatest and most glamorous way. You know, Abraham is asked to leave his family. Moses runs away from Egypt. Joseph gets into, you know, it ends up being where he is as far as second in command of all of Egypt. But it starts off with him not having a great relationship with his brothers and being sold into slavery by his brothers. Daniel begins to have an impact on the kingdom of Babylon because he is first goes through the exile and is one of the people who are captured in the exile and who's brought into as a captive to Babylon. But all of these individuals were able to make a contribution, not just for the sake of making a contribution, but really making a contribution for the glory of God. Some of them even being able to make pagan kings acknowledge and glorify God verbally, you know, through their life and through their contribution to the world. But it didn't start off neat. And so, you know, it was just a reminder for me. It was me forcing myself to say, Vaughn, sometimes if you wait for things to be perfect, they never will be, because this is not something that you usually are doing. It's not a pattern that has been consistently in your life. Though you've wanted to do it, you haven't consistently done it. And so your world, you know, your life schedule isn't really shaped around in a nice and neat way. But the only way that that's going to happen is if you, in essence, break that ground first, you know, dig, like building a building, you got to dig up the foundation, dig up all that dirt first before you can start laying the foundation, which then eventually turns into a beautiful, maybe high rise building. So I just wanted to share that with you all, as just part of my journey, and what myself and my team are doing. It's not all neat, you know. It's not moving as fast as we want it to move. It's even though it's something that we feel like we're doing for God, but we're out there working on it and we're out there doing it. And I just wanted to encourage for any of you who are working on something, you know, go ahead, push it out there. Do the best that you can. Don't let your self-doubt and don't let having that perfect vision stop you from launching the small part of the vision that you can today. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up there. Average is failure, y'all. Blessings as you continue throughout the rest of your week. Later.